Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The chances of travel disruption this summer have increased following this vote by the Aer Lingus pilots to take industrial action in a row over pay. Now, the union leaders haven't made any decision on the timing or indeed the nature of any potential strike action, and talks between the pilots and Aer Lingus are continuing this morning. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Owen Curry, who's editor of Travel Extra. So, Owen, if the Aer Lingus pilots were to take industrial action, what might it look like, and what impact would it have coming into this peak holiday season?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, it's a very interesting one because there's a lot of checks and balances in the industrial relations process to prevent something escalating as quickly as these talks did. So I think the reason it all happened so quickly is if you're in the business of aviation and you're going to hold a strike, there's not much point having it in November. They need it to get the ballot process through, to have effectively a loaded gun to bring to the next meeting with Aer Lingus and say, well, we have a date, there's going to be a strike. We're going to cause an immense amount of disruption in July, August, when a lot of people are travelling. I don't expect a strike. I do expect a lot of sabre rattling and possibly a date of a strike, and very likely talks that will eventually end up in a deal. That's the pattern of what we saw between IALPA and Aer Lingus about 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Like, it just, when you look at the gap that exists between them, like, you've the Labour Court recommending an increase of 9.25% for the pilots, but the pilots want just under 24%. That seems impossible to bridge.
It's a long way. It's not entirely unusual in the aviation industry. There are very, very few unions, trade unions, in the modern industrial relations that have the organisation, the focus, the discipline and the power that the pilots' union, all the other unions in Aer Lingus have signed up to the deal. We saw across Europe pilots internationally putting a lot of pressure on airlines. Scandinavian SAS was very, very weakened by a series of pilot strikes 2 years ago, to the extent that they're now being effectively taken over by Air France. IALPA have been down to the wire with Aer Lingus several times under previous CEOs and under previous ownership structures. They generally would say, this is the date we're going to have the strike. And the reason, Claire, is that aviation's a little bit different. If you say, this is the date we're going on strike, it affects the forward bookings. Airlines have been hit by 6-7 million euro a day in lost bookings, because obviously people will decide to travel on dates other than the one that's declared for the strike, and with airlines other than the one that's declared for the strike. You can inflict a lot of damage without going on strike at all. That's a pattern that we saw with the BA pilots, with Air France pilots, Lufthansa pilots. Now, what is interesting about this is how quickly, there's a lot of safety nets, Claire, to prevent us getting to this situation. And we crashed through them all very, very quickly. The Pilot Pay Tribunal, December, the WRC, the pilots very quickly, almost discarded the WRC process, went to the Labour Court. The 9% is not an Aer Lingus offer, by the way. It's arbitration. Normally, trade unions like to get the deal done, because once you go to the three-person arbitration, you tend to get a proposal that makes both sides equally grumpy. Aer Lingus accepted 9%. Okay, that's a compromise. The pilot said that's not enough of a compromise. They had very, very high votes, over 90% for the process of that eventually led to balloting for industrial action.
Yeah, 98%.
Industrial action will happen. Yeah, and that is the pattern of IALPA. They've been very disciplined down the years and tend to do what the executive tells them.
Can we talk on a little bit about the level of pay we're talking about here? Because IALPA made the point that Aer Lingus isn't keeping pace with the pay that pilots who are working for Lufthansa and British Airways are getting. So what are the pay scales? What sort of money are we talking?
you're talking, it's a very complicated grade structure, but you're talking over 200,000 euro, 250,000. In some airlines, that can be up to even higher. The gold standard everyone in the pilot business wants to reach is what Air France were paying. And the reality is that when you have big increases, which the Lufthansa, SAS, people like that conceded, there's a little bit of contagion with other unions. All the other Aer Lingus unions have signed up to this. So what Aer Lingus are saying is once you start giving out increases in the measure of the late teens, which is what really this would likely end up as, that you end up with industrial relations problems all down the line. And that's what some of the other airlines across Europe have seen. Also, Aer Lingus is no longer a standalone airline with the state as a shareholder. It's part of a bigger group within IAG, and IAG will be sort of saying these are the standards for pilots across the four airlines, which include British Airways, Iberia, Vueling and Aer Lingus. The impact, by the way, is that because IAG is a four-airline group, that the new aircraft that were due to come to Aer Lingus are now being diverted to Iberia instead. So it will affect growth plans. It already has affected growth plans from Aer Lingus. That's another sort of factor that the management will bring in on their side. As I say, I do expect it to be resolved, okay, but an awful lot of heated discussions in the meantime.
All right, Owen, thank you very much for that. And I just see the Irish Times reporting that pilots who are starting off get about 60,000. It's up to 167,500 then for captains with 20 years experience. But then you will have allowances, pension, other payments, which can boost the pay by up to 70,000 in some cases, but they would be very long service captains. But no doubt we'll hear more on that because, as we said at the beginning, the talks are ongoing at the moment between the pilots and Aer Lingus. Now, coming up next, who will be Ireland's next EU commissioner and will we get a good portfolio? That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.